Well, the devil's not afraid of a dust-covered Bible. If we don't use a weapon, how do we expect to fight him? Without the blessed word of God, how can we have revival? The devil's not afraid of a dust-covered
Bible. This is Pastor Eddie Conard here at Anchor Broadcasting, and I want to take this opportunity to say how much we appreciate your prayers for our upcoming Share-a-thon. We are thrilled about the potential of what lies ahead, not just during Share-a-thon, but beyond. We thank God for His faithfulness and for our listening family's generosity. However, we never want to presume on the grace of God that the financial needs will be met. We are asking for God to visit with us in power, convicting sinners, encouraging saints, and edifying the church. Join us for Share-a-thon 2024, February the 26th through March the 3rd. Thank you for praying about what God would have you do in partnering with us here at Anchor Broadcasting.
This is Roger Walton with a moment from our Christian musical heritage.
Jesus, blessed Redeemer, sent from the heart of God, hold us who wait before Thee, near to the heart of God.
Cleland McCaffey is the writer of this hymn of comfort. It was his custom when communion was coming to write a hymn that would go along with the sermon he had prepared for that communion Sunday. There was one time as communion Sunday was approaching when tragedy struck the McCaffey home. Two of his nieces died of diphtheria within 24 hours of each other. It has been said by his daughter that he thought long and hard on what to write for the upcoming communion service. He wrote the song, and as always, the choir learned it at their Saturday night practice. Then they went to Cleland's grieving brother's family and sang it. There is a place of quiet rest near to the heart of God, a place where sin cannot molest, near to the heart of God. Oh, Jesus, blessed Redeemer, sent from the heart of God, hold us who wait before Thee near to the heart of God. A Christian Musical Heritage Moment is a production of Anchor Broadcasting.
With that theme, it's a joy to welcome you to our Monday's edition of Swap Shop, the 19th day of February, and it's hard to believe that we are within seeing distance of the beginning of our 2024 Share-a-thon, and we'll start off on Sunday night this coming week, and phones and our walk-in pledge office will open at 4 o'clock Sunday afternoon, and we'll be open from 4 to 6. and then the evening rally, the kickoff to Share-a-thon that evening, 6 o'clock in the sanctuary of Anchor Baptist Church with Evangelist Brian McBride doing the preaching, and we'll have the McBride family along with the Agee family, special music that night, and of course, you're more than welcome to come. I will preface, if you've got a church home that you belong to and you attend there, you be in your place, but if churches would like to move their service, we'd love to have you, and then we'll start on-air Share-a-thon at 7:15. Monday morning, a week from today, and then continue all day live until the conclusion of the evening service. And we'll do that all week through Sunday, March the 3rd. And if you've got a question, let us know. We'd be happy to try to help you out and answer those questions. You can text me here at 828-577-1296. Or I believe Miss Lydia is in the office taking care of the phone, so you're welcome to call. And we'll take your phone call. And again, if you've got a question, if I don't know the answer, we'll do our best to find the answer for you. And one question I have been given is, what are the amounts for sponsorships? And the network and the general sponsorships remain the same as last year at $400. And no, it doesn't have to all be paid on the day you make your pledge. You're welcome to pay it by debit or credit card, however you'd like, or you're welcome to mail a check or bring money by. But we do ask, if at all possible, that you take care of that prior to the day that you sponsor. That's kind of how that works. And we're looking forward to a great week. And again, just praying that God would meet the needs of hearts and lives. And we know if His presence is here, everything will be just fine. And it says we're two or more gathered, so we trust we'll have two or more. Again, we're open for visitors. We're open for company. We're open for family to come and be a part of Share-a-thon here at 3232 Hendersonville Highway in Pisgah Forest, and be listening to Drive Time in the afternoons with Pastor Barton, as he'll have all the latest information for you. And if you're looking for a particular day that a group's going to be here, let us know. We'll fill you in the best that we can. And the preaching schedule and everything is posted online, Lord willing. Well, today it's President's Day. Well, I guess the federal government level, they acknowledge it as Washington's birthday. And it's kind of known by a lot of different ways. Whether it's President Washington's birthday, or some put Lincoln and Washington together, and then ultimately it's evolved to President's Day, a day honoring those men that have served as President of the United States through the years. So it's kind of a confusing holiday, and kind of reading after it, because some states call it this, and then some want to do it in February, and all of this. But there's sales going on today, and somebody said it's a good day to buy a mattress because they have lots of sales, mattress sales on President's Day. But what I just wanted to remind you of, most city, county, government, state offices closed today. Financial institutions, as well as, I don't know, are schools in session today? Schools are in session, so we got that. And I don't think that the mail runs today. So there's your President's Day info that I'm aware of.
Yeah.
Good afternoon.
Good afternoon.
How are you?
I'm doing fine. Just to catch my breath a minute.
You're fine. You are fine.
Yeah.
We're just letting folks know it's President's Day.
Yeah, it's President's Day. Particularly George Washington's birthday.
Yeah, it used to be just Washington's birthday.
Well, you know, I heard Miss Phyllis Schlafly, you know, she gave a little commentary on that, which I tend to agree with.
You go, girl.
You know, that's the way I say, you go, girl. You know, I'll just say this, not every president deserves to be,
that's right,
have a day, just to be honest with you.
Yeah.
I think that's just my humble opinion. I believe I can back it up with the facts.
Well, I think that's a
true statement. We honored, you know, in February, back in the day, we honored, you know, Abraham Lincoln on his birthday.
On what, 12th of February?
We honored his birthday.
Yep.
And then we honored our president, the first president of the United States,
George Washington,
on his birthday.
Yep.
You know, and by the way, those were definite holidays that were in stone for years and years and years because of the founding fathers, what they brought to the table in regards to our nation. And I think that's important. But I'll just tell you this, and people can take it for what it is. Not every one of them brought something to the table.
No.
Just
some of them are still looking for the table. Sorry.
No. Absolutely right. And that's not being ugly. That's just the facts. And I'm just being honest, honest can be. So, yeah. But anyhow, yeah, President's Day, that's what's on the calendar. We'll call it George Washington's birthday.
Or go buy a mattress day. The mattress stores have
the best
sales on President's
Day. On these days, yeah.
Yeah,
I need to get one. Yeah.
Wow. Yeah. Mm. Man, have you...
Yeah.
I could not believe... And this is nothing negative toward anyone, but I couldn't believe how much mattresses cost.
Yeah. Oh, I know.
It's
incredibly... Well, you know, now mattresses have come a long way. I'll have to give them credit, even though things are more pricey.
Yeah.
Mattresses have come a long way. You know, they say... I guess you've probably got it on your sheet there, but, you know, think about that. I mean, they're saying that you're supposed to change these things. Like was it 10 years?
I want to say 10 years.
I'm going to say that. But,
and, yeah.
You know, 10 years, you know, that's a, I mean, I guess that's the life of one. But if the prices you pay for some of them now, they better last longer than that.
Yeah, buddy, I should be able to hand it down to my great-grandkids. Yeah, but they've got things now that can detect if you're snoring, and they'll raise the head of the bed, and they'll cool down if you're too hot, or heat up if you're too cold.
Yeah.
Just a plain old throw it on the bed and, you know, at sheets and on it, and you're good to go.
Yeah.
I don't know. Anyhow.
Yeah.
Miss Karen, we agree.
Yeah,
yesterday, we didn't feel it. I didn't feel it. I haven't found anybody who did feel it, but there was an earthquake.
Yeah.
Like right here.
Yes, it was right here in town.
In the yard.
Right outside Brevard.
Yeah, in the yard here.
Yeah, yeah.
4.6 miles east-northeast of Brevard.
So it has to be right here.
12 miles west-southwest of Hendersonville.
They didn't pull a shot yesterday, did they?
Well, see, that's what Pastor was saying. Do you think something went off at the quarry? Because it happened yesterday morning at 6:36. And it had a magnitude of 1.8.
Okay.
And was 0 kilometers in depth.
So it was
superficial?
Yeah, 0 kilometers would have to been on top of the ground.
I started to say, you can't get any,
Which would lead me to believe that more than likely, I mean, think about that. What would be like right at the surface of the ground? You know, that would cause that kind of 1.8, you know.
Yeah.
I don't know.
But I have, if you felt it, would you let us know?
Yeah.
Because I can't find anybody.
Yeah, well, Miss Karen said she was coming to the radio at that time and didn't feel nothing. So it wasn't like the quarry going off or something.
Yeah, because, man, when the quarry across the road, they'll call us and say we're pulling a shot, which means they're going to blast. And when they blast, it shakes all the way down.
Oh, yeah.
It starts at the other end, and it just kind of comes through the building. And by the time it gets to us,
you can see the monitor shake.
It
in
does?
Here. Yeah, on the table.
So, but I didn't feel it, but yet it happened.
I'm not going to even repeat that, Daniel, because your wife is here.
Bless you.
But anyway.
We're for the family, Daniel. Anyway.
Yeah, the Transylvania County Schools are in session. They have used these days to help make up days, okay? In case they need to make up days. But, it is not a student holiday, unfortunately.
And let me address a question that was presented in regard to Share-a-thon. If you're coming from work, feel free to come in your work clothes if you need to.
Yeah.
Please don't feel that you have to go home and change to be able to be here.
Right.
So, come on.
Well, that's a fact. I mean, we certainly welcome all the help that we can get. And if you're coming from work and your job requires you to do certain, you know, we want you to be in the service.
Amen.
We want you to come and be a part of the service. It's not one of those things where you just got to try to rush home and then be, you know, late trying to get back here. Just come on and have a great time.
Amen.
We want you to enjoy the good things of God.
Amen.
Amen to that.
Hopefully that answered that question.
Miss Karen said that the Better Sleep Council. That's the word.
You have a group that's called
it's called the Better Sleep Council.
I'm for sleep.
Yeah, I wonder if it's government funded.
Probably
is. You should replace your mattress after 7 years.
Oh.
Okay, of course, depending on the material and the type and how much you use it and all that stuff. But you think about it, you spend over a third of your life in the bed.
Yeah.
I mean, okay. I'm neglectful because I should probably have a good one. I just don't.
Yeah. I heard, and I don't know, I didn't do the math myself, so I'm going off just what I heard.
Yeah.
And the even scarier, what I remember, was that if you cut down your sleeping by 1 hour a night.
Yeah, yeah.
You will add 45 working days to your year.
Yeah. Okay.
But my thing is, didn't they just tell us that you need so many hours of sleep per night to kind of reset your body, your mind?
Restful sleep.
Yeah.
That's the key. I mean, you may go to bed. I mean, if you're like me, you go to bed kind of at a decent hour, but, you know, not all of it's restful.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying?
Because, I mean, sleeping all the way through the night.
Yeah.
I don't know many people that actually do, you know, that sleep when once you go to bed till you wake up, you're not awake any.
I don't know. Kids, maybe when we were younger.
Somebody said that, maybe back to the makeup day issue.
They used to use the President's Day as a makeup day, but not some other calendar days.
Oh, gotcha. Yeah, I'm with you. Yeah. Because I was trying to.
There are some other days they don't dare touch. We'll leave that. And I'm probably not going to dare touch it either.
Yeah. Nope. Not me.
But yes, you're right. A kilometer is 1,000 meters. So 1 kilometer is 39 inches or pretty close to that. So that being said, it had to be right on top of the ground if it was zero.
It had to be. It was zero.
So who knows?
Okay.
Yeah.
Okay. Brother RR says next week we lose 7 days of sleep. Yes.
No doubt.
Yes, we do.
No doubt. Not to mention that not far after that, we're going to be losing a whole hour.
Oh, I know. Time changes the week after
the Share-a-thon. I'm saying.
It changes on the 9th of March.
Yes, you set your clock forward that Saturday night, so you're going to lose an hour of sleep. And Brother RR is right. We'll lose 7 days of sleep plus an hour.
Bless. So nap this week while you can, people.
Yeah, you're right, Miss Karen. That's just wrong.
Well, it is wrong. Cracker Jacks. You know, when you think of things from your childhood, Cracker Jacks were always a big thing.
That's one of them.
I never really liked the nuts in them.
No.
I liked, of course, the popcorn.
Right.
But it was on this date, February 12th of 1912, that Cracker Jack started adding a prize in every box. It used to be they just sold them straight. And then one of their employees back in 1912 said, you know, trying to get more people to buy it, they said, well, why don't we put a prize in select boxes? So it didn't start out with a prize in every box.
Every box, yeah. Okay.
But it kind of evolved. And, you know, you got the little paper things and the little books or the little stamp things you put on your hand.
You wet them and then put them on your hand,
And then it went to, like, plastic and other type of toys a little bit later. But they said Cracker Jack has given away 17 billion toys over the last century.
Wow.
But I mean, that's 100 years.
Yeah,
so I mean, but 17
billion
with a B.
Yeah. People,
so, they still make Cracker Jacks, right?
I've not got them in a while.
Prize in them?
I've not had them. I'm sure they do. Yeah. I've not had them in a while, but
I'm sure they're still available. I haven't had them in a while either.
Yeah.
Well, something unique this year is this is leap year.
Exactly.
Well, I mean, it's unique every 4 years.
Right.
But there's some folks, I guess about 5 million people in the entire world that have actually been born on February 29th.
They have a birthday. That's right.
Yep. So there's a lady in Sand Springs, Oklahoma, and she is actually turning 100 on her birthday.
Okay.
Which is February 29th.
Right.
But if you went by just the date, she's 25.
That's right. That's right. Because she's only had a birthday every 4 years.
She's 25.
Technically.
Yep.
Technically 25 years old.
Yeah. And they say, of course, if a child is born on leap year, this is a question here. If you're born on the 29th.
Yeah.
Your birth certificate would have to say the 29th, wouldn't it?
I would imagine it would.
even though you get to pick, from what I understand, you can pick to celebrate your birthday the 28th or the 1st.
Right.
But on all your legal documents, would it say the 29th?
I would imagine so. But then that would also affect when you begin to draw your retirement or when you begin to draw your Social Security.
And,
it would be a difference of a day, but...
But still.
Yeah. It would matter to a degree, I guess.
Yeah. I don't know. But we've got a baby in the church. We're waiting.
Yeah.
We're waiting on
a baby. Waiting to see if it'll happen
church
on
baby.
The 29th.
Levi and Mary Lou.
That's right.
Mary Lou's.
They're kind of hoping that, you know, it won't be the first time we've had to, have babies during Share-a-thon, but it happens.
It does, right. But you pray for Mary Lou, especially, God love her.
Where Mama said Daddy got her engagement ring from, out of the Cracker Jack box, That would be kind of rough.
Hey, you never know. They have Cracker Jill now?
No way. Is it in a pink box?
1817, really?
Yeah.
I mean, not that I'm doubting you, but sometimes people just send us, joke things, But I'm
I'm
guessing that's true because they gave the store they saw it at.
Well, Target doesn't put boy and girl toys separate anymore.
Just don't even get me started.
They don't do it at Walmart. They're going to stop doing it at Walmart too.
Do you know I heard that the businesses can get in trouble?
Yes, sir.
They can be fined.
Yeah, because of federal mandates, which has come down from this woke, left-leaning mess that we've got up there. And they pass these crazy mandates to make these businesses, or you don't get your tax breaks.
Yeah.
You don't get your funding. Yeah. You don't. And so anyway, don't.
You want to know a new one on this?
I can imagine.
Because see, they went after gas appliances, and I think they're still after that. And they went after light bulbs.
Okay, here we go.
They went after that. And what else? They've gone after, was it brick-fired pizza ovens?
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
Wasn't that something recently?
Too much carbon dioxide.
Doing
carbon
something. And so the newest that I saw today from New York City.
Oh, boy.
Yeah, they're going to ban Tide Pods and other single-use laundry detergent products in the name of climate consciousness.
Oh, they've changed the word. They've not call it climate change anymore.
Climate consciousness.
Climate consciousness. Yeah.
It's called the Pods or Plastic Bill. Yeah, I'm serious. And what it would do, it would make it illegal. To sell laundry pods or laundry sheets that are made out of polyvinyl alcohol. Because what that is, in that if the polyvinyl alcohol makes up the outer plastic thing that you feel on a Tide Pod, it's what holds the detergent.
Yep.
It dissolves once it's in water.
Mm-hmm.
Well, they say even though it dissolves, it still puts pollutants in the water. $400 for the first offense, $800 for the second offense, and every offense past that is $1,200 per offense.
There you go. Yeah. Oh, my goodness. Yeah.
So we can eat them, but you can't use them in your laundry.
Yeah. And Miss Karen, and Miss Lynn says, they want to ban the cows, too.
Yeah, ban.
They got a device that you can attach to your cows, Miss Lynn, and that way you can capture the methane.
Yeah.
So you're going to have to buy those. Just saying. You think I'm kidding? They're trying this thing out over in England to try to capture the methane. You better get right on it fast.
Cow pods.
Cow pods.
That's pretty good. 2404.
Yeah. We believe you. 1817, we believe you.
I believe you.
Cracker Jill.
Okay.
That's just not right. Just not right.
Live in a...
There we go. DEI. You're right. That is the newest... Yeah. Instead of climate... Climate what? What'd
climate,
you say?
Where'd he go? Let me pull it back here.
Climate
consciousness.
Consciousness.
Yeah.
So that's included in the DEI, which is diversity, equality, and inclusion. Inclusion. We're going to get all that.
Yeah.
Oh, boy.
Kind of hold this while I go throw up. Okay.
Oh, yeah, no doubt.
Anyway, so there we have it. And I don't know. And, there's just so many gamuts that are just things are crazy.
Well, you know, I don't know either. We just there it is. Let me see here.
Cracker there Jill. There it is. Kind of looks like Wonder Woman. Yeah. The hair, maybe. I can't. It's kind of a fuzzy picture, but thank you for sending it. Cracker Jill.
Yeah.
I guess it's the same
it's
inside
added,
it.
They've added it. They've added Frito-Lay, who's the parent company, who's added this to it. Is to celebrate women who break down barriers in sports.
Well, there you go.
All right.
Okay. Yeah. All righty then.
You're probably right, Daniel. You're probably right. Yeah.
Well, what a blessing. So we'll move right along.
Okay.
And
probably a good idea.
Yeah, probably. Just keep moving. 828-884-9427 is the number to call if you got an item for Swap Shop for today.
Have we gone over these yet?
No, I apologize. I was waiting until you got here.
I appreciate folks who pray with us. I usually when I come on the air, first thing we have a word of prayer.
Amen.
And I thank the Lord for allowing us to be able to pray with our listening audience. And you don't get that a lot of different places, but we treasure that.
Amen.
And we honor that. And we have folks call us during the morning shift with prayer requests. Several have called me this morning. And we want to honor those here. And again, I'll pass these on to Pastor, who can, again, mention them during prayer time this afternoon, during drive time. But pray for a man who's having surgery to have his leg amputated from complications from diabetes. Mm. His wife is dearly upset.
Yes.
And so remember that and pray. He's having that done today.
Okay.
And so remember that situation. Also pray for a daughter with pneumonia. She's battling that. Mm. A father that's having back problems and possible surgeries on the horizon. Mm. So watch out and pray for that, please.
Wow.
Also an unspoken request, and also pray for a woman in Etowah. No specifics, just praying for a woman there here in the community just down the road. And also, I would mention, pray for my Aunt Rita. She was a pastor's wife for years, my Uncle Dan on my mom's side. Pastor churches in Georgia and South Carolina. He passed several years ago, and she had since remarried. But then her recent husband, he got really bad sick and was in the hospital, passed away yesterday.
Mm.
And so pray for the bereaved today.
Yeah.
Pray that God would help her. She's up in her, I would imagine, she's in her 80s.
From this area?
They lived, my Uncle Dan grew up in this area, married in this area. One of the founding members of Fairhaven Baptist Church years ago, and then of course moved away to pastor, and so they traveled all over Georgia and South Carolina, pastoring churches, and so remember her in your prayers today, and I will. But so again, thank you for trusting us to pray for your prayer request, and we have prayed this morning for those, and we'll continue to pray throughout the day, and then pass those on to prayer time and drive time this afternoon.
And one thing I'll just kind of jump in here and mention. I haven't said anything previous to today, but it seems like a good open door you just had there. We appreciate not only the opportunity to pray with you, but we appreciate you praying for us.
Absolutely.
And I would ask if you would remember me in your prayers. Through just a series, I believe, of appointments that the Lord ordained me to have, a good old-timey physical, hadn't had one in a long time, and found something in my neck, and through ultrasounds and a needle biopsy, I've got about a golf ball-sized mass in the left side of my thyroid. And it's right at my vocal cords. And so I will be having surgery to have that removed sometime after Share-a-thon.
All right.
I would appreciate folks your prayers, and the Lord knows, and we trust Him. So again, just thank you for praying for me, and I will keep folks, you know, up to date as things progress along.
Yeah.
But I'm thankful to the Lord's intervening hand in getting everything rolling so quickly once everything kind of came to light, and put me in a good doctor with a good doctor and surgeon. And so that'll be coming up sometime in March.
Amen, sister. We'll certainly be praying for that as well. And you help us pray. Of course, Share-a-thon is on our prayer list. You help us pray about Share-a-thon. I also got an update just a moment ago. We've been asking prayer for our brother Luther Spivey.
Yes.
And now he is in the hospital, but he's now battling COVID and pneumonia.
Bless
okay, so came out of all the trouble he was having with the strokes and all of that and the seizures, and came out of that and was put in a regular hospital room after spending several days in ICU, but now has COVID and pneumonia. So remember Dr. Luther Spivey today, and pray for him as well, as also pray for another a friend of theirs, someone else, not theirs, but someone else who's calling for a prayer request involving a court case tomorrow. And so remember and pray for that situation as well. Amen. Last time I saw Brother Todd was fishing on a boat in off Key West.
So I think he's doing better.
Matter of fact, yeah, I would think he is. He had been preaching down at, there is a church, it's called the Southernmost Baptist Church in Key Largo, Florida.
Yeah.
And he preaches down there. I think this is his third year or something, going down there to preach. And it is the Southernmost Baptist Church. That's the name of the church. The Southernmost Baptist Church in America in Key Largo, Florida. And so good, thank the Lord that God delivered him from that situation and healed him of whatever this blood situation was.
Because, I mean, it was serious.
It was very, very serious. Yeah. Platelets were so low that they had to give him, you know, and then, you know, probably infusions and all of that. So praising the Lord.
In the hospital.
Praising the Lord for that. So doing well.
Yeah, and Lord willing, he'll be here on Thursday morning at Sherathon.
Next week, that's right.
Yeah, preaching at 10 a.m.
How about that?
All right, well, we'll get into Swap Shop today, 828-884-9427 if you have an item for us. And appreciate Miss Lydia hanging around to answer the phones.
All right, let me get my screen. There it comes. Here we go. We've got some old-timey Ringer washing machine and an old-timey refrigerator for sale, also a cast iron sink, and a camper full of monitor heaters, their various sizes. 692-0046, 692-0046.
Here is a Pronto M51 power chair with car carrier. They're asking $1,800 for the package. Now, they are willing to sell separately the chair, $1,200, and the carrier for $650. 686-6098.
My apologies. Oh. That should be 696. My bad.
Oh, I'm sorry. Okay.
Nope, that's my bad.
Okay. 696-6098.
There you go.
696-6098.
All right. Here's a 12-week-old female blue heeler puppy. Current on all shots and has been dewormed, asking $350. Also a male Australian shepherd looking for room to run. He needs a big place. He's a very smart dog, a year old, great with kids and other dogs. 384-4447, 384-4447.
And as far as I know, we still have some wooden pallets that are free. If Brother Levi's listening, if he just wants to give us an update on what's available. But we had some wooden pallets, a variety of styles that were free. Just come and pick them up at our Missions Warehouse, which is 5317 Old Hendersonville Highway. And if you need more information on that, 708-4643, 708-4643.
Here's someone looking to buy lovebirds or canary birds. 828-400-4756, 400-4756.
Approximately 3,000 feet of new picture frame molding, different widths and designs, many still in the original packaging. And they will sell these as a whole. That's what they prefer. And they'll show by appointment only at 508-2718, 508-2718.
All right. Thank you, Brother Levi. We did get an update there. They still have plenty of the blue heavy-duty ones and a few of the regular wooden pallets.
Okay.
So, again, if you're looking for those, stop by the warehouse and see someone there. You can just hit the door, hit the buzzer on the door, and we'll get someone to help you out with that. All right?
5317 Old Hendersonville Highway.
Yeah. Also, here's a two-year-old male pygmy goat, gray and white in color, asking $100. 553-2381, 553-2381.
And I think that's our items today. Want to send out a happy 9th birthday wish to Mr. Jeremiah Brine.
Happy birthday.
God bless you. Yeah. Hope it is a great day. And then early anniversary wishes, the 21st, which is Wednesday, is the actual day. But Brother Ron and Miss Kathy Severs will be married 54 years.
How about that?
Sure love these sweet folks. Yeah. Pray you have a wonderful anniversary.
Absolutely.
And if you're listening and know somebody who's celebrating, let us know. We'd love to celebrate with you. 828-884-9427 or by text at 828-577-1296.
Well, we trust everybody had a good day in the house of the Lord yesterday. We've got a few things going on this week.
Amen.
And so today, the Transylvania County Tourism Development Authority's Grant Committee has rescheduled their regular scheduled meeting to today, February the 19th at 3:30 p.m. It's going to take place in the meeting room on the second floor of the Chamber Building, 175 East Main Street in Brevard, and the meeting is open to the public.
I don't know if we got it in Carolina calendar, but the Thrin family will be at Hamburg Baptist Church this Wednesday night.
Okay.
They're in Glenville. Pastor Jeremy Queen and the good folks there would love for you to come and be with them. 7 o'clock, I believe, is the start time. And I promise you, you will be blessed by the ministry of the Thrin family.
Oh, yes.
And they extend a warm welcome if you don't have a church home that you regularly attend. This Wednesday night, 7 o'clock at Hamburg Baptist Church.
The Veterans Restoration Quarters, a ministry under ABCCM, is seeking to raise funds for a stove for their Asheville outreach. Donations can be sent to the Little River Baptist Church, 51 Little River Church Road in Penrose, North Carolina, 28766. And if you're paying by check, make it payable to Little River Baptist Church, and in the memo section, write VRQ Kitchen. And if you need more information, contact Sherwood Mackey at 828-577-3634.
The Maple Ridge Baptist Church invites you to a gospel singing coming up this Sunday evening at 6 p.m. with the Ben Rochester family. The church is located at 133 Medford Branch Road in Candler, and again, everyone is welcome.
The Progress Baptist Church in Hendersonville invite you to their continuing series on Marriage Matters. It's coming up this Thursday, February the 22nd at 7 p.m. with guest preacher Pastor Jeremy Chisholm. The infant and toddler care is provided along with a class for children, and the evening will conclude with a meal and fellowship. Pastor Doug Raines welcomes everyone, and Progress Baptist Church is located at 1935 North Rugby Road in Hendersonville, North Carolina.
Transylvania County Board of Education will hold a special called meeting and work session. That will be this evening at 6 p.m. at the Morris Education Center, Rosenwald Lane in Brevard. A brief business session will be held at the beginning of the meeting, and then a work session will follow. And they say action may be taken during the business session, and no action will be taken during the work session. The meeting is open to the public.
All right, very good.
That'll be a wrap there. Well, I tell you what we may do.
You got a song?
I do. I started off with the Sisters and that Dottie Rambo classic, Until He Comes.
Oh, yeah, boy.
And it's from the Sisters collection. It's called Classic.
Yeah.
And what they did is they just got around the piano and they sang songs that they sang back in the day when they were first learning to sing together.
That's right. Yeah.
Of course, their mother is Mama Roop, as I call
that's
her.
That's what we call her, yeah.
But what a blessing. Mm-hmm. And so this is a song, it's a quick one, but we'll get this on in time before we hit news. It's them singing New Shoes.
All right.
We'll see you tomorrow.
Take care.
I've heard the sound of angels coming across the distant hills. I can hear them calling me away. Old friends now are gathering outside my mansion door. I can feel the earth sort of falling away. So I made my reservation for my final destination. I'm changing my location to my mansion in the sky. Gonna wear me some new clothes, like a shiny white robe. Walking around in new shoes, getting ready to move, ready to move. The marriage. marriage supper's ready, and he bids me come and dine. I'm gonna feast at the table with the king. David's making ready his golden harp to play, and I can't wait to hear the angels sing. So I made my reservation for my final destination. I'm changing my location to my mansion in the sky. Gonna wear me some new clothes, like a shiny white robe, walking around in new shoes, getting ready to move, ready to move. So I made my reservation for my final destination. I'm changing my location to my mansion in the sky. Gonna wear me some new clothes, like shiny white robe,